75-year-old Eshka Daphne Wright grew up listening to her aunt, Catherine Mills, tell her stories of Raven, a cultural hero, world maker, and trickster figure among the Tlingit of Southeast Alaska.
And I can just remember we'd be sitting in the kitchen, around the kitchen table. And it was maybe in the evening when everyone just kind of sitting around and just kind of a warm feeling and just listening to my aunt's voice.
Wright says reading this book, which features stories from her aunt, is like hearing her aunt's voice again.
I miss her so much, you know, and I miss my mother. It just means so much that there's something here, an actual physical book, you know, that has her stories in it.
This volume has been more than 4 decades in the making. It's the 5th in a series of books from Sea Alaska Heritage Institute called The Classics of Tlingit Oral Literature, and is the first in the series to be exclusively focused on Raven. Will Geiger is a research specialist with the Southeast nonprofit. Geiger says Raven is one of the most developed characters in the Tlingit oral tradition, with stories ranging from sacred to humorous.
Mostly he appears in the form of a person. And he can change forms. He turns into a woman, a little hemlock needle, and he turns into a raven, too.
For Skakey Heather Powell Mills, a Tlingit language teacher in Hoona, hearing or reading these stories in the original language leads to deeper understanding.
Hearing our language it's like medicine to us, to have a strong connection to the land, to understand where you come from in order to know where you're going.
Mills says she's grateful these stories were recorded and preserved for future generations.
We don't have the time we used to have to spend the winters together sitting and transferring that knowledge. I think this is a great way for us to learn. It was their dream for us.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Hope McKenney.